Just such a move may have begun in 2015 when 57 nations joined the China-led Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, AIIB, over the objections of the U.S. government. The AIIB was expected to compete with the Anglo-American-run World Bank and International Monetary Fund. Noting that during the past few decades, populations who had spent centuries evolving away from slavery were reduced to marketable commodities by the industrial era. In his 2012 book, The Open Source Everything Manifesto, Steele said communities must reject concentrated, illicitly aggregated, and largely phantom wealth in favor of community wealth defined by community knowledge, community sharing of information, and community definition of truth derived in transparency and authenticity, the latter being the ultimate arbiter of shared wealth. Steele joined many others today in calling for an end to national diktat and instead the emergence of bottom-up clarity, diversity, integrity, and sustainability. Across America, a growing number of citizens feels the federal government is out of control. True freedom and liberty must begin with individuals at the local level. Individual towns across the USA are now nullifying federal and state regulations. For example, gag laws on animal cruelty, blanket permissions for fracking, noted Steele. Top-down power has failed in a most spectacular manner, and bottom-up consensus power is emergent. "Not in my neighborhood" is beginning to trump, "because I say so." The one unlimited resource we have on the planet is the human brain. The current strategy of 1% capitalism is failing because it is killing the golden goose at multiple levels. Unfortunately, the gap between those with money and power and those who actually know what they are talking about has grown catastrophic. The rich are surrounded by sycophants and pretenders whose continued employment demands that they not question the premises. Another thing individuals can do is communicate with local news media. Let them know when they do something good for the community and, more importantly, let them know when you are displeased with the coverage, or lack thereof, of a news event. Send them important news items from the alternative media and ask why they are not covering such important topics. Hold them to their word when they boast they have the best news coverage in town. Write letters to your political representatives who are always concerned about getting your vote. One or two letters may not sway a politician beholden to corporate contributions, but an avalanche of letters and calls can often make a difference in their voting record. In politics, it is a sad but unalterable fact that no one can get elected to office without telling lies. In America today, it appears no one can be elected at the national level by telling the truth, as witnessed by the failed campaigns of Ron Paul and Ross Perot. So the intelligent voter must disregard what any office seeker may say. Merely watch what they do, how they vote. If they vote to your satisfaction, then vote them back into office. If not, vote them out and try someone new, regardless of party politics. This is not a revolutionary idea. It is the way the system is supposed to work.